In the Pacific Northwest, farmers are preparing to harvest their wheat. Until then, they have some time on their hands. In central Washington, the town of Lynd fills the lull with the annual rodeo and something even wilder, a combine harvester demolition derby. NPR's Robert Smith reports on what happens when good farm equipment goes bad.
The combine harvester is the behemoth of the fields. It's up to 15 feet tall and 20 feet wide. A spinning, plow-like device on the front cuts and threshes grain. Well, that's its day job. On this evening at the rodeo grounds in Lynd, the combine harvesters have been assembled to bash each other senseless.
They keep buying farm equipment. Farm equipment wears out, so it's just future fodder for this stuff.
The bigger you are, the more metal you have to bend.
We gave the engine plenty of power, and she's ready to go.
The town of Lynd is surrounded by tens of thousands of acres of golden wheat. So if there's anything these boys know, it's combines. How to fix them, how to drive them, and how to crash them. All over the rodeo grounds are pit crews, welding and banging on metal. And by pit crews, I mean mostly a bunch of guys in baseball caps holding cans of Coors Light.
Mike Harden is my name, and the machine is Mean Gang Green, a John Deere 7700, 1973 model.
Still some life left in her?
Oh, you darn tootin' there is. She's got life.
When you're a wheat farmer like Harden, the combine is your most expensive and valuable piece of equipment. But technology moves fast in agriculture. When your equipment gets old, it's not good for much except banging around.
Values drop so much after 10, 15 years. Years ago, it was nothing to use a harvester or combine for several years and get by. Now, you got to stay up with technology or else you're out of the game.
Harden's big green monster came in second last year. This year, he wants to take his machine out in a crash of glory.
Drivers, we're going to have a meeting out here in front of the combine. Let's go.
The rules are simple. 14 combines go in, only one comes out. An ambulance is standing by. The strategy is like a chess match, a really loud, smoky, dusty chess match. Bill Willis, who runs a septic business in town, is the announcer for tonight's demolition.
Well, there ain't no secret you're winning. The more times you've been in, the smarter you get.
Oh, it's not the combine, it's your brain.
There you go. That's right.
By 7 o'clock, the stands are full, and the harvesters move into the arena and face each other.
Be careful. Good luck.
The huge machines lurch forward into each other. Then they pull back for a little speed and hit again. Oh! A few combines spin in tight circles and try and get behind each other to crush the tiny wheels in back. Oh! But there's no real good reason for all this destruction. Some joke that it's to get out their frustration over low wheat prices. Others say it's just a break in the boredom of farming. Whatever it is, it's put the small town of Lynd on the map. The road through here only gets one traffic jam a year, when folks from all over eastern Washington drive in to see the derby. Lars Leland came out to revel in the sheer waste of it all.
These combines, when they were originally purchased, some of them are up to $70,000. You get to watch something that's worth $70,000 totally demolished. You know, that's pretty neat.
One by one, the harvesters are knocked out of competition. And not gently. They get their back ends ripped off, tires go flat, wheels go wobbly. The drivers, only a few of whom are wearing helmets, get lost in blue smoke. Hours later, when it starts to get dark, the demolition derby ends not with a bang, but with a sputter. The field is littered with dead combines. A couple are still moving, but tangled together. By a judge's decision, they give it to Mike Harden and his big green John Deere.
Thanks to the guys here that all helped me. We did her.
The machine has been pummeled and has no back end. But in true agricultural tradition, Harden is already thinking about next season.
This big hunk of metal, we're going to fix it and make her go again. Next year, I think my son's going to run it.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Lynd, Washington.